You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. New robotic technologies are being rolled out these days in fields as diverse as healthcare, transportation, and retail. But these wonderments bring with them new concerns that society hasn't seen before. Author, entrepreneur, and computer scientist Jerry Kaplan has been thinking about these issues for the last 30 years. He teaches the history and philosophy of artificial intelligence at Stanford, where he's a fellow at the Center for Legal Informatics. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with him recently about care bots and other new advances in intelligent robotics.
So the kinds of robots we're seeing today are much more responsive and interactive than we've seen in the past. Things like care bots, like Paro the Seal, for example. What do you see as some of the major ethical questions of this new robotic technology?
Well, this is a very complex issue. It is certainly true that there are many dangers in what I might call gratuitous anthropomorphism, but there are many advantages too. In the example of the robotic seal, it provides great comfort to the Alzheimer's patients, and that's a good thing. But to the extent that it's doing so by fooling them or misleading them, you could take the point of view that that's a bad thing. It's a mixed bag. If we're building machines that tug on your heartstrings in order to persuade you to do things which are not in your interest, obviously, that's a bad thing. If we build robots that provide comfort or care and do so in a, what I might call, a socially honest way, I think that's a good thing. So this is a great example of an area where we need to be aware of both the advantages and the dangers and educate people about them so we can draw a line between technologies that we think are on the positive side of the ledger, and others that are on the negative side of the ledger. Another example is the issue of robotic prostitutes. It's going to be a very big area. I don't mean necessarily that you can go to a robotic brothel at the moment, not that I'm aware of, but there are several such Android-like devices or entities that are under development in a number of different places. Like any new technology, we need to understand, regulate, and manage how these things are introduced and used in society. On the positive side, if you're replacing live prostitutes, let's assume they're female for a minute, it reduces exploitation of women. It may reduce the transmission of disease. Those are two very positive things. On the negative side, if it's like most things, if it's abused or used excessively, it can cause people to withdraw from normal relationships with other people, which we would consider healthy, and to transfer either the desire to be around other people or the connection to other people onto a machine in an emotionally inappropriate way. I bring that up because most people aren't thinking about prostitution as an area that is going to be severely impacted by automation.
But that's a labor market, just like any other labor market. What other industries are you looking at that are going to be seeing these kinds of rapid changes going forward?
One of the first areas of what I might call flexible robotics or flexible automation that people are already getting comfortable with, because they know it's coming, is autonomous cars. So there are positives and there are negatives. The positives are benefits to society are outstanding. They are tremendous, and people really have not begun to understand what it's going to mean for those kinds of vehicles to be available. But we need to also deal with some very, very difficult ethical issues that these kinds of devices will raise. For example, suppose your autonomous car is driving down the street, and it, through no fault of its own, despite its best efforts, gets into a situation where it's going to have to hit another car very hard, very fast, get into a very serious accident. And there are two cars, and the one thing it can do is decide which car to hit. Well, is it okay for the car to make a decision saying, well, that car's got three people in it, and this car's only got two people in it, So I'm going to hit the one with two people. Now, we're going to have to get accustomed to the idea that these intelligent, flexible, robotic machines are going to be making life and death decisions by themselves on the spot without human intervention. And that's just with one technology that's going to be here within the next 10 years. And you'll be hearing a lot about what kind of ethical principles do we want to put in it. Let me give you another one. Imagine that in a hospital you have an intelligent system that is responsible for maintaining power to all kinds of life-saving machines in the hospital. Okay, well, the major power goes out, the generator comes on, we have an earthquake here in San Francisco, and it's projected that the power will not come on for another 48 hours, and we have 12 hours worth of power if we power the entire hospital. Now, we can do stupid things and dumb things, like go for 12 hours, let it run out, and everybody who's on a life-saving machine dies. Or we may be able to do something more intelligent, like, well, this patient can have their oxygen cut back by 50%, and that one can't, and this one is going to be dead in 48 hours anyway, but that one's got a chance to survive. And whether we like it or not, the best utilitarian outcome may be to have a machine assess all of these and make real-time adjustments and changes in whose machines are going to be turned off and which are going to be powered. Now, that's a very disturbing thought to think we would let a machine do it. On the other hand, the alternative may be much worse, which is, okay, we don't like that, so we're going to kill everybody. So we have to face up to the difficult kinds of decisions that these new technologies are going to pose and recognize that in many cases, we're going to have to embed directly into the device or the system the moral and ethical principles that we agree on as a society we would like that system to adhere to.
Well, given these kinds of changes that are coming to different areas of society, do you think this is something that's being dealt with adequately by thinkers, by policymakers? Are we moving quickly enough to keep up with our own technological advances?
Not even conceivably close. I think that mostly we've got our head in the sand about a lot of these artificial intelligence technologies. A recent study at Oxford said that 47% of the professions, of the major professions, will be subject to automation over the next 10 to 20 years. So a lot of this stuff is going to change. Again, unfortunately, it's not a this is good or this is bad kind of thing. We really just need to be aware of what are the positives, what are the negatives, and where is this whole thing going.
That was Jerry Kaplan. He teaches artificial intelligence at Stanford University. He spoke with KALW's Jen Chien.